Good afternoon. Arctic air continues to pour into interior New York and New England behind the major nor'easter, which continues to depart through the Canadian Maritimes and into the North Atlantic Ocean. A northwest breeze will persist today, and while not as strong as the wind yesterday, it will still keep the temperature from climbing much above the 0 to 5 above range across most of the region. Some places across northern New York and Vermont will stay below zero all day long. Regardless, wind chill values will make it feel like it's 10 to 30 below region-wide, with wind chills as low as 40 below across the higher terrain. We'll have a fair amount of sunshine across the region as well, although some clouds will mix in from time to time. And there's still the chance at a few snow showers around across northern New York, the Champlain Valley, and northern Vermont. Also, a few flurries and snow showers are possible downwind of Lake Ontario. Otherwise, high pressure will keep it dry across the region, and with winds diminishing overnight and a clear sky with the fresh snowpack, temperatures will plummet tonight. Most locations will go between 5 and 15 below zero, although across portions of the Adirondacks, lows could be as low as 20 to 30 below by sunrise tomorrow. Low temperatures will stay slightly below zero in the lower Hudson Valley and southern New England. Either way, a dry, cold start to the day tomorrow, and with that high pressure overhead, we'll have plenty of sunshine for the second half of the weekend. Temperatures, however, will struggle, and most everyone will be in the 10 to 20 degree range above zero for afternoon highs. The next weak disturbance will head our way, and clouds will be on the increase on Sunday afternoon into Sunday night. And there is the chance for some light snow or snow showers during the day on Monday that could coat the ground up to a couple of inches. It'll moderate, though, with high temperatures on Monday, making it into the lower 30s. High pressure will build in on Tuesday with increasing sunshine and highs in the mid-30s. Then, with a developing storm in the middle of the country, a warmer surge of air for the second half of the work week, sunshine will give way to increasing clouds Wednesday with highs in the lower to mid-30s, a chance of a few rain or snow showers Thursday in the lower to mid-40s, and upper 40s to around 50 with a chance of rain as that system pushes through on Friday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the latest Arctic surge has brought another round of well below normal temperatures to most locations east of the Mississippi River. The coldest air relative to normal will be across the Great Lakes, Ohio Valley, Northern Appalachians, and here in the Northeast. This afternoon, high temperatures will be around 20 to 30 degrees below average over these locations, which could produce some new records. This puts high temperatures in the single digits across the lower Great Lakes down into the Ohio Valley. The frigid temperatures aloft should keep lake effect snow production going over the Great Lakes, although amounts will be much lighter than recent days. And while the eastern states remain frigid for another couple of days, mild weather is in the forecast across the west and central United States. The upper flow is flattening out as a Pacific origin system moves through and will ensure a warmer period ahead. Westerly flow in the lee of the Rockies will lead to downsloping wind across the Great Plains as highs soar into the 40s as far north as South Dakota. Temperatures over the Midwest are likely going to be 20 degrees warmer tomorrow than today as readings finally move into the middle and upper 20s. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny, breezy, cold, teens. Boston, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and cold near 10 above, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and breezy with snow showers near 5 above. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 31 degrees, the average low 15. The record high 71 set in 2007, and the record low 19 below zero in 1996. Sunrise this morning, 7:26 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:37 p.m., 9 hours and 11 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and windy, with blowing snow and a few snow showers today, highs 0 to 5 below. Becoming mostly clear tonight, lows 10 to 30 below. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Mostly sunny and windy with blowing snow today and highs in the lower teens. Mostly clear tonight, 5 to 10 below. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks. Mostly cloudy and windy with blowing snow and a few snow showers today, highs around 0. Partly cloudy and breezy with a few snow showers tonight, 10 to 15 below. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, windy with blowing snow today, highs 5 to 10 above. Mostly clear tonight with lows near 10 below. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds and windy with blowing snow today and highs near 5 above. Mostly clear tonight, lows 10 to 15 below. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to some clouds, highs back into the teens. Light snow or snow showers on Monday, lower 30s. Increasing sunshine in the mid-30s Tuesday. Sunshine giving way to clouds, lower to mid-30s Wednesday. A chance of rain and snow showers Thursday in the lower to mid-40s. And a good chance of rain on Friday with highs in the upper 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.